I've seen the distinction between creative and not creative is self-imposed. Folks who believe they're creative are creative. Unfortunately, many people believe they aren't. So I'm here to say creativity is not some exclusive aspirational flair. It's just solving problems and expressing ideas in new or unconventional ways. Not just painting or sculpting or composing. You can be creative washing a car, doing housework, administrative tasks, pulling weeds. Anything can be a creative act. And it's not a gift. It's a skill that can be developed and nurtured. Some people are truly talented, but the rest of us can work hard and achieve remarkable things. In fact, the single greatest indicator of creative success is persistence, not skill, not talent, not experience. One time, a young copywriter came to me with 5 or 6 ideas. I suggested he come back with 5 or 6 pages of ideas. What? He asked. How? Why? The why is easy. Your first ideas are rarely the best. Leonardo da Vinci actively painted Mona Lisa for 3 years, refined it for 4 years, and tweaked it for another 10. Give up too quickly, and you'll never strike gold. The how is discipline. Once you get past the easy stuff, you have to work at it. Shift your thinking, flex your imagination, find different perspectives. There are countless ways to do that. Here's the most important one. Suspend judgment. The greatest impediment to creativity is fear. If you're afraid your ideas suck or someone's going to hate them, you're obstructing your own process. My biggest breakthrough was when I realized if I haven't solved a problem, it doesn't mean I won't. Just haven't solved it yet. The spark of the creator exists within each of us. It's our power and our privilege. But only through effort and persistence will that spark become a flame. With a perspective, I'm Richard Levitt.